理课堂听 class.com。
2. What subjects are you taking this semester?
Listen to the following conversation between two college students, and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
What subjects are you taking this semester?
I'm taking Introductory Calculus, Freshman Composition, Western Civilization, and Physics.
That's quite a load.
Yes, I know it's going to be a lot of work,But it should be an interesting semester, and I'm not going to have to work this term because I managed to save quite a bit of money from my summer job at the cannery. So I have enough time for studying.
That's good. I'm going to have to work 20 hours a week at the library.
What do you do there? Do you like it?
I shelve books on the third floor. Sometimes it gets monotonous, but the pay isn't bad, and I can arrange my hours to suit my class schedule.
What are you taking this semester?
French, biology, and accounting. I like the French and biology instructors, but the accounting professor is very dry and boring.
Do you have Professor Stillwell? I have heard he's terrible.
Yes. Do you know of anybody who's better?
My friend Antonio took accounting with Professor Atkins last spring. He said that she was wonderful, knew her subject well, and had a great sense of humor.She kept this class in stitches the whole semester, but she covered all the material thoroughly.
I will have to check to see if she is teaching this semester. If she is, I will try to transfer into her class.
Questions. 1. Which of the following subjects is the woman not taking this semester?
2. What kind of instructor is Professor Stillwell?
3. Why does the man like his job?
4.What does the man decide to do? 3. About the courses at Swan School.
Listen to the following conversation and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I would want to have some information about the courses at Swan School.
Is that a summer course you're interested in?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, we have a short intensive full-time courses during the summer.
I would want to know the length of the course.
Yes, each course lasts for 3 weeks.
How many hours per week, please?
Well, it's about 23 hours a week, usually 4.5 days each week.
You must have a lot of students in the class, haven't you?
We have a lot of students in the school, but in the classes, only between 12 and 14 students.
12 and 14. Could you give me the dates of the first and the second course?
Yes, certainly. The first course begins on the 3rd of July and lasts until the 20th of July. And the second course is from the 24th of July until the 10th of August.
What about the fees per course?
Yes, each course costs £150, plus VAT, which is 15%, and a registration fee.
And any deposit, please?
Yes, for each course we need a deposit of £20 and the £5 registration fee.
Oh, thank you. Do we have to find our own accommodation?
No, we can do that for you. We have a lady who arranges the accommodation for you with Oxford families.
How much does it cost?
Well, you can choose to have bed and breakfast only, which is £20 a week, or bed, breakfast, and dinner, which is about £27 a week.
£27. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions. 1. What kind of course is being talked about in the conversation?
2. How long does this course last?
3.About how many hours of class work is it each week?
4. About how many students are there in each class?
5. When does the first course start?
6. Until when does it last?
7. How much is the cost of each course?
8. What type of accommodation does the school provide?
9. How much does the accommodation cost a week if it includes bed, breakfast and dinner?
10. Where is the school situated?
Part 4. Listening and translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. A total of 12,000 international buyers from 76 countries, including major European countries such as the UK, France, Italy, and Spain, were recorded during the four-day show, which was an 18% increase when compared with 2006.
2. Our firm is planning to start up a new branch in Australia early next year, and we're making a feasibility study of the proposal.
3. Our products are mainly for export to North Europe, East Asia, and the Middle East, so we're seeking overseas partners.
4. The United States population aged 65 and over is expected to double in size within the next 25 years. By 2030, almost one out of every five Americans will be 65 years or older.
5. A significant part of a hiring decision is based on non-verbal elements in an interview. Handshake, eye contact, body language, posture, listening skills, and clothing.
2. Passage translation.
Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. English is now the international language for airline pilots, scientists, medical experts, businessmen, and many others. Consequently, more and more people are learning it. The BBC's English teaching radio programs are broadcasting daily to four continents and supplied to radio stations in 120 countries. Films and videos are on the air or used in institutions in over 100 countries.
2. The number of exhibitors and visitors to trade fairs has dropped recently. One of the most important reasons may be marketing. Many trade fairs do not reflect the needs of the market and so lose valuable exhibitors and visitors. Trade shows are a closed circle. Good quality exhibitors attract good attendance, which is desired. It's up to the trade fair management to make sure the show has both. Another major factor is the number of competing events that dilute the number of exhibitors and visitors at any given trade fair.
Unit 8, Part 1, New Dwellings in Great Britain. 3. Exercises. 1. Listen to the following passage about housing in Britain, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. In all, 189,000 new dwellings were completed in Great Britain in 2006, a rise of 3.6% on 2005. Growth in owner occupation has been particularly marked, increasing from 50% in 1991 to 67% at the end of 2006. Both the public and the private sectors build housing, but about four-fifths of new dwellings are built by the private sector for sale to owner-occupiers. Local authorities are encouraged to see their housing role as an enabling one, working with housing associations and the private sector to increase the supply of low-cost housing for sale or rent, without necessarily providing it themselves. Housing associations are now the main providers of new social housing, housing provided at rents affordable to people on low incomes, usually substantially below market rents. This allows local authorities to focus on improving the management of their own stock. Rents on new private sector lettings in Great Britain were deregulated in 1988 with the aim of stimulating the private rented sector, which had been declining for most of the last century. These policies have been taken forward with the Housing Act in 1996.
Questions. 1. How many new dwellings were completed in Great Britain in 2006?
2. What percentage was owner occupation at the end of 2006?
3. What are local authorities encouraged to do?
4. Why were rents on new private sector lettings deregulated in 1988? 2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage.
Part 2. Statements.
2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to the statement you hear. 1. If you want to add that information to your paper, you really should check it out in the reference book.
2. We were met at the airport by Miss Janet the other day. It was very kind of her to do that, especially at such short notice.
3. The forecast is for a severe winter, but I'm hardly prepared. I'm waiting for the next sale to get a down jacket.
4. She used to take 2 tablets a day, but recently the doctor doubled the dosage to see the effect of his prescription.
5. Alice has got her paper due and 2 final exams next week, so she's spending a lot of time at the library. She has no time for parties at the moment.
6. John is going to California to take up a research position at a university very soon, and I need to find a new roommate.
7. Last Sunday we went to watch a football game. It started at 2 o'clock, and we arrived just in time for the second half.
8. In spite of occasional differences in opinion about politics, Ron and Paul get along very well and often spend time together.
9. Having sent in his application 2 months earlier, Tom should know by Monday whether his admission has been improved.
10. Seafood prices have come down quite a bit. The shrimp was $2 a pound this week, so I bought 3 pounds.
11. I am shopping at the museum shop. It's got some inexpensive prints that would make good gifts, especially if you're a modern art lover.
12. You're not supposed to see Gary tonight. He plans to finish his thesis this month, and he will be too busy for parties.
13. I enjoyed our vacation in France and Italy, but now that we're home, I feel exhausted. It takes several days to become ourselves again.
14. I have finally decided about my history paper. I'm going to focus on the Civil War. But the question is that it is so broad. Do you think it'll be approved?
15. Mary ordinarily meets her husband for lunch in a downtown restaurant, but today he's out of town on business.
16. After I carefully explained my ideas at the last week's meeting, the committee members approved the revisions I've made concerning the proposed project.
17. I'm afraid I can't help you with your economics assignment. I've already looked at it. It's over my head.
18. We were delayed by a traffic jam, so it took 3 hours longer than usual to get to the office in the northern part of the city.
19. I'd love to go to the movies with you after class, but Professor Brown wants to speak with me at 3 this afternoon.
20. 20. He has suffered from that cough for almost 3 weeks. The sooner he stops smoking, the better he'll feel.
Part 3. 3. Exercises. 1. Which apartment do you like best? Listen to the conversation about an apartment and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
Well, Shirley, now that we've seen the three apartments, which one do you like best?
I don't know, Brad. I know one thing. I didn't like the one on the 68th Street.
Neither did I. Let's cross that one off. That leaves the 72nd Street one and the 80th Street one.
The one on the 80th Street has a better view and a very cheerful kitchen.
Yes, and I like the carpeting in the hall. It was clean, but there was no good place to put a desk.
That's true. You should always just put it in a corner of the living room, but then you wouldn't have any privacy, and the bedroom was too small.
Right. And I do need to be able to leave my work out on the desk without having it looked into by nosy visitors.
Oh, Brad, we don't have that kind of visitors. But I do agree the desk shouldn't be in the living room. It is a constant reminder of unfinished work. What about the 72nd Street apartment? It has a dining area. We could eat in the kitchen and put the desk in the dining area. It's more private there.
Yes. That sounds okay. Only, what I didn't like about that place was the west window. It gets quite hot in the late afternoon with the sun beating down on the window.
Didn't you notice the air conditioner?
No. Was there one?
Yes. And we can improve on the curtains, too.
That place did have the best parking facilities of the three.
Yes. I think that apartment is best for our needs. There's good parking, and there's a semi-private area for your desk. That takes care of the daily activities. We'll just let the other chips fall where they may.
Okay. Let's take that one.
Questions. 1. How many apartments have they seen?
2. Why did Brad and Shirley cross off the apartment on the 68th Street?
3. What is wrong with the west window?
4. Which considerations are crucial in Brad and Shirley's choice of an apartment?
5. Which apartment have they decided to rent?
2. Does it have 3 bedrooms?
Listen to the conversation about renting an apartment and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
This is it. I know that it is smaller than you wanted, but it is one of the nicest apartments in the buildings.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there are 2. The master bedroom is quite spacious, though. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose I could do that.
A 3-bedroom apartment will be difficult to find.
Yes, I know. Believe me, I've been looking for over a week. The few 3-bedroom apartments that I have found are either extremely expensive or the owner won't allow children as tenants.
Well, the owner allows 2 children in this apartment complex.
Aren't you the owner?
No, I am the manager. I live here too, on the first floor of this building.
Oh, that's nice. Then if anything gets broken...
Just leave a note on my door.
You said that the rent would be $350 a month. Does that include any of the utilities?
Yes, it includes gas. Your furnace and stove are gas, so as you can imagine, your other utilities, electric and water, are quite inexpensive.
This sounds better and better. But before I sign a lease, I would like my husband to see it.
Why not stop by with him this evening?
How late are you open? He doesn't get off work until 5.
Come by at 6. I will still be in the office. I am sure that you are eager to move from the hotel, and if we get the paperwork out of the way tonight, you can move in tomorrow.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Questions. 1. Who is the man in this conversation?
2. How many bedrooms are there in this apartment?
3. Where is the woman living now?
4. Why didn't the woman sign a lease right away?
5. When will the woman and her family probably move in?
3. I'm phoning about my accommodation. Listen to the following dialogue and choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
Park Hill School of English.
Oh, good morning. This is Maria Lieto. I'm phoning from Rio de Janeiro about my accommodation.
Oh, yes, Maria. We sent all the details by express post 3 weeks ago.
Really? I haven't received anything, and I'm leaving for England next week.
Okay. Don't worry. We can give you the information by phone. Have you got something to write with?
Yes, go ahead.
Right. Your landlady's name is Mrs. Roberts. That's R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Roberts.
That's okay.
The address is 17 Lincoln Road. That's spelled L-I-N-C-O-L-N.
Lincoln. And the telephone number?
081-722-8516.
081-722-8516. I'll have my own room, won't I?
Oh, yes. You just have to share the bathroom. It's a lovely house with a big garden.
About how far is it from the school?
About 10 minutes by bus. You can easily walk, or even better, hire a bike.
That sounds fine. Oh, and what about the rent?
It's £60 a week for half board. That's breakfast and an evening meal.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see you in a week.
Okay, Maria. Thanks for phoning.
Questions. 1. Who is Maria telephoning?
2. Where is she calling from?
3. Why is she calling?
4. When is she going to England?
5. What is the name of her landlady?
6. What is the telephone number of her landlady?
7. About how far is the house from the school?
8. How much is the rent for half board?
Part 4. Listening and translation. 3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. Overall, 8,200 visitors attended the fair this year. This not only equals an increase by 1,200 visitors from last year, but is also a new visitor record.
2. The wish to guard against dangers to life and property is basic to human nature. By insurance, society has been able to reduce the effects of such hazards.
3. The price index for exports increased for the 4th consecutive month, advancing 0.7% in February, the statistics of the U.S. Department of Labor reported today.
4. There are many sources of indoor air pollution, tobacco smoke, cooking and heating appliances, and vapors from building materials, paints, and furniture cause pollution inside buildings.
5. Don't overlook the power of a good first impression. People make amazing assumptions about your character and potential performance based upon your appearance during a first meeting.
2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. I do not think the market is stagnating. Rather, it is shaping up. Some events are weakening, some are strengthening. Trade fair organizers sometimes must cancel a show that does not have any development potential. On the other hand, new shows can be launched. An example of a newly launched trade show is the one focusing on wooden constructions. That show will take place in March 2008, and it has already attracted a lot of attention.
2. I've been most influenced by people who have made a change in society. I really respect those people who have spoken up about what they believe in. I guess John Lennon was kind of my hero. I mean, I liked the Beatles and I love his music, but John also believed in a lot of issues that I support. I was so shocked when he was killed. I've also been deeply affected by the words of people like Dr. Martin Luther King. He tried to get people to work together, to accept each other, whether they were black, white, or whatever.
Bye.